If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. To our friends on the East Coast, we say good afternoon, happy Saturday afternoon, long 4th of July weekend for many people. Good morning to the rest of the country. This is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, starting off this hour on the right track. And of course, you can catch us on Facebook Live. Go to our Facebook page, Garden America Live, or Garden America Radio, I should say.
Garden America Radio.
Yeah. And then you'll catch us the live feed here. Also broadcasting across the country on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. You can send us your questions on Facebook Live as you watch and chat with each other if that's what you want to do. John@gardenamerica.com as well. Welcome to hour number two. Our guest had other commitments, so it'll just be us this entire hour.
But I do want to mention what we were going to talk about a little bit today.
Sure.
And that was the America's Best Gardener competition that's going on right now.
And you just posted something on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that there's going to be three first place winners that are going to receive between $10,000 in cash and prizes. And this is a really exciting competition for people that love to brag about their garden.
Sure.
Because there's three categories. Number one is just overall garden. Number two is container garden. So even someone like you, Brian, who just has a patio, could post and be possibly a winner for America's
Best
Gardener.
Now, I would probably have to maybe organize it so aesthetically it looks a little better, because I just have stuff, you know, just pushed in there.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean,
where they fit.
You never know, because, you know, like what John likes in a garden might be different than what I like in a garden. And who's voting is hundreds of garden writers and personalities across the nation. There's, I think, a representative from every state, and they're going to get submitted all the images that come across, and then they're going to narrow down their search, and then there will be a little bit more of a process going through as far as who's going to be winner.
So you think I should just take a snapshot of the patio?
If you like it, you know. And then I forgot to mention the last category is vegetable garden.
So there are four different categories they're judging on.
Three,
okay.
One is overall just general garden.
Right.
One is going to be container gardens, and then the last one's going to be vegetable garden. And each first place winner will get $10,000 in cash and prizes. But then there's also second and third place winners as well.
What would be the criteria when they judge this? The way it looks, what kind of vegetables you have, what kind of plants, the way they're organized, arranged.
So I think
all the above.
I think that one of the things that they'll probably look at is definitely the variety of plants, because I don't know. I think that shows a little bit about a gardener when they have unique plants growing in their garden, or something different, something that makes you think a little bit about how they did it, or there's effort involved in it, and then how it's organized. Does it all work well together? Does the look of it appeal to you? Maybe, you know, if it's a growing garden for vegetables, is it organized in a way that seems reasonable for people to be able to actually grow things like that? Or is this a completely unreasonable garden?
So like my sun patience, and the one rose I have growing up in the middle, coming up from the sun patience, would be unique and different.
Yeah, yeah.
Not something John would do. He would frown upon that.
Right.
But ran out of space.
You know, but then, you know, you look at someone like John's garden, who we took pictures of and posted of a couple weeks back.
Right.
And how he has different zones. And that's fun for a gardener, you know, an overall garden, not to just have one garden.
Maybe, well, he has them labeled as well,
his is a museum.
You know, just the roses are labeled.
Yeah, but it looks
are
like...
Are they really? Because I thought there were labels on other plants.
I thought there was, too. Yeah. Just the roses? Just
only the roses.
And you have the rose name, the breeder.
Only the roses.
Really?
Yeah. The rose name, the breeder, and the year, right?
I have the rose name, the breeder, the color,
and the
class, and the year that it was introduced.
So it looks
I don't have the year it was introduced.
I think you did. I saw 1999 on some of them.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do have the year.
So it looks like you're walking through, you know, like you paid to get in, and, you know, you're walking through this garden.
But you know what Tiger says about different people appreciate different things in a garden? I immediately thought of Sharon when she came over and made a comment about those moonstruck petunias that were...
Yes.
And my wife doesn't like those petunias, but Sharon... commented on how beautiful they were. She really liked them.
Yeah.
But my wife doesn't care for them. So if my wife was a judge, I would lose.
Yes. No, that's true, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
So, and that's the beauty behind the contest, is that you've got people from all over the country awarding this. So it's not just going to be one criteria, one person. You're going to have a bunch of different people kind of being able to see what's going on. And the cool thing, too, is that after it's awarded in the fall, that they're going to post the pictures and people will be able to get inspiration. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that we all love to do is see other people's yards.
Copy.
And see what they've done.
Sure.
And then try to do it in our own yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a great place, a great resource for people to get ideas for.
It doesn't cost anything to enter, right?
Oh, correct. Yeah, it does not cost anything to enter. I put the link on the Facebook Live there, and it's just America's, with an S, bestgardener.com. And all that you have to do to get the process started is click the enter button, fill out the information about yourself, and post some pictures, and that gets you into the contest. And then from there, they're going to ask you for some more information after that, as far as, you know, where you are, how you're growing things.
So the picture and obviously your name.
Yep.
And a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I live in San Diego. I have a small patio container gardening. These are my plants, which you see.
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds simple enough.
It's a fun process.
Now, we're not. This has nothing to do with Garden America, so we're not void. We're prohibited.
Correct. Enter.
Oh, you can enter, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's looking at
I'll give it a shot. You know, stab in the dark.
Right.
See what happens. I like $10,000 in cash and other prizes.
Yeah.
I like the other prizes.
I know, all the little fertilizers and tools and things that you probably will get along with that.
It's been a year of the tall rose in my my patio, I'll tell you. And you know what? You know what, John?
Rose.
This is interesting because most years
you're not using HB 101, right?
I haven't. I probably should.
Because what you did, the rose you showed me, that's what HB 101 does to roses.
The wedding bells.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But I will say this: this is the first year that my Pope John Paul roses, they have a tendency to lean to one side. They have a the stem is not always erect as it should be, and this year they're right up there. And again, no HB 101. John knows what I'm talking about. They have a tendency to lean over a little bit.
Oh no!
Know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Rick on Facebook just asked: are hibiscus prone to white flies?
Hibiscus are really prone to white flies.
To giant white flies.
Yes, exactly.
If you want to know if you have giant white flies, just plant a hibiscus.
No, I haven't seen white fly in a long time.
Come on back to my house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got giant white fly everywhere. But only on the hibiscus.
I don't think I saw your hibiscus.
Yeah. I noticed them. I thought it was snowing, and it turned out it wasn't. It was just giant white fly going everywhere.
Giant white fly. Yeah, hibiscus will be definitely a culprit when it comes to that.
I'm trying to think that I think it was Wilma.
Not Betty?
No, Wilma dressed up as, not Wilma, Willa.
Oh, Willa.
Our friend
Willa. I thought
Willa.
This is a Flintstones reference.
No, Willa. 1 year for Halloween, dressed up as a giant white fly.
Probably had all this white, what, string and yarn all over her?
Yeah, angel hair, cotton, something all over.
You know, the giant white fly, a client came in this weekend, or this week.
One the of giant white fly client?
No.
What is the giant white fly client?
That was good.
One of the most interesting bugs that I find is the spittle bug, though. Where it looks like somebody just hawked a loogie and put it on your plant, kind of a thing.
You don't see those that much here in California.
Yeah. Well, but on coyote bush.
Oh, do
on,
you?
On coyote bush.
Because you used to see those all over in Michigan.
I've never heard anybody in the radio say hawk a loogie. I've been doing this a long time. And what is it again?
It's called spittle bug.
A spittle bug.
And, yeah. And it's
spit
it's,
bugs.
It is just this kind of white, looks like spit. Somebody spit. It looks like somebody spit on your plant. And you just see it kind of throughout the plant. And it's a bug inside this cocoon of spit.
They use the spit to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll see it just, but you'll see it just on a branch. And
just randomly.
Just randomly. And it's just interesting because at first, that's what, when you first walk by it, if it's in a public area, you think somebody just spit.
Say,
on
hey,
spot,
hey, what are you doing there, right?
You know, on this plant. But, you know, after it, yeah, you got to, it's like a white fly. It's a sucking insect, right? Spittle bug.
John's going to think
bigger,
about that.
They're bigger than a white fly.
But it does the same thing. It's a sucking insect. It's not a chewing insect. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back. And again, if you want to call us, 855-424-9825. Send us an email, john@gardenamerica.com, or Facebook Live as you watch. Post your questions and comments right there. This is Garden America, 4th of July weekend coming right back.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for watching us on Facebook Live, being right there by your radio, or however else you're listening to us via streaming, BizTalk Radio, john@gardenamerica.com for your emails. Also, the old-fashioned way, you can pick up the phone, call us at 855-424-9825, and right there on Facebook Live, as I mentioned, as John continues to get various emails that he's going to share with us.
Well, you know, we were talking last hour about hibiscus.
And giant white fly.
And giant white fly. And I should mention the one hibiscus I have that has no white fly at all is because I use the Bayer tree and shrub insect control.
Oh, yeah.
Which lasts the whole year. So you just pour that at the base. And
that's it.
That takes care of it.
365-day protection?
Right. I don't know about 365,
More from the blue bottle. You betcha.
You know, you mentioned the 365. I have had experience with that, and specifically with whitefly, and not to downplay because I think it's a great product still. But I usually about 8 months, and then I reapply it because we have commercial properties that we use it on. And we have the white fly problem, and it's about
eight months.
No, it's excellent. Yeah. I'm not. But right. Just so people know,
I don't think white fly are active during the winter, are they?
Oh, yeah,
they are.
Well, I mean,
you live a lot further south than I do.
Well, the property's downtown. The properties are downtown, and they have hibiscus, and almost 12 months out of the year they have a problem. And we know when it. Because we use that on there, and we know when it stops working because instantly you see him come back.
Yeah, eight months is a long time.
Yeah.
So anyway, to follow up on that question, it says, do hibiscus need any special care like soil or fertilizer? Hibiscus are heavy feeders.
Yeah.
So the more fertilizer you give them, the more flowers and green leaves you're going to get. But you only need to fertilize them during the warm months of the year.
Right.
Because they go kind of dormant during the winter, especially the exotic hibiscus. You know, some of the landscape hibiscus, the old president and white wings and butterfly and those type hibiscus have a tendency to bloom and stay green year-round. But the ones with the giant dinner plate flowers, they usually go kind of dormant in the winter.
Yeah, and you know, when you feed them more too, they grow real fast. So you want to kind of limit that in the wintertime because you want it to, you know, it'll just keep growing. You know, the more you feed it, those plants can get really big. And, you know, there's always nice to have that kind of slow time.
Now, most of the exotic hibiscus aren't going to get anywhere near the size of the landscape hibiscus.
Right.
And the nice thing about the exotic hibiscus is that they will grow in the shade, where the others really prefer full sun.
So in my patio, if they get a little bit of sunlight, a little bit of shade.
Don't you have some hibiscus?
I don't.
I thought you did.
I keep talking about it.
Oh.
I've talked about it for a long time, but I don't. So I would imagine my patio would be perfect because I get half sunlight, half shade.
Well, if you want to look at some of the new hibiscus, most of these are grafted too, by the way.
Some So they're disease resistant to some degree?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No, not like tomatoes.
No. But if you go to exotic-hibiscus.com, Charles Black is in Southern California here, actually lives in Fallbrook, is one of the world's best breeders of those hibiscus.
I would imagine every
plus
color under the sun,
plus
right?
Plus he's a collector, in combinations of colors. They're not one color in hibiscus. You can have a hibiscus that has five or six colors in it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's one called Coloring Book. It's a double hibiscus. It's a blend of all kinds of colors. And then there's hibiscus that open up one color in the morning and in the afternoon change to a different color.
Go on.
And some will last. Some of them were, most hibiscus flowers only last a day. Some will last 2 or 3 days.
So I could drive up to Fallbrook and pick one up?
You could. You have to go online and check and see if you can.
Otherwise, they would send it to you?
Oh, they mail order, yeah. That's his main business, is mail order. I don't know whether he allows people to come, there or not.
That would be.
You could check.
Interesting. Yeah, I got to get it. Because I like the color. I want more color in my patio. I've got a lot of greens. Of course, the sun patients and patients are giving pinks and reds and whites.
There's grays and blues and stripes and spots.
Coloring book sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's another one called Wild Thing that's really kind of cool.
What color is that?
It's striped, but it's like fluorescent, striped fluorescent reds and oranges and yellows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so there you
anyway,
go.
Yeah, exotic-hibiscus.com. And other than the fertilizer and watching out for the whitefly, I don't think they're that fussy on soil.
Okay.
The exotic hibiscus do really good in containers, though. Landscape hibiscus get so big, they're really better.
With my ocean forest potting soil.
Yeah, it would be great for that.
Perfect.
One hibiscus I never, ever liked for some reason, it could be just me, is white wings. I don't know.
Is that the one with the...
It's a giant bush.
Right.
It's all over San Diego.
Oh, okay.
And it's white and I think has a little bit of red.
A little bit of red in the...
Yeah. I never liked that. But when I went to Florida and went to a meeting of the Hibiscus Society over there, which is where these grafted hibiscus originally came from, because there's a lot of breeders over there, I mentioned to them that I was from California, and they go, oh, you can grow white wings out there. Yeah, but who would want to? And they go, oh, we try to grow it here. It just doesn't do well.
Grass is always greener on the other side.
We have it everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so aside from the fact that you said grafting hibiscus has nothing to do with disease control, what's the advantage of a grafted hibiscus?
Hibiscus, since these were grown mainly by backyard breeders, you know, let's go back 30 years ago. In San Diego, Tiger was a baby.
He was sick. He was 6 years old.
Yep.
And in California, we had maybe 10 varieties of hibiscus. And that's all anybody knew about. But in Florida, if you went to the garden centers, you also found the same 10 varieties of hibiscus. That was it. But if you went to the Hibiscus Society in Florida, where all these backyard breeders and growers and collectors were, there was probably 200 varieties of hibiscus. But Now, you ask why they grafted them, and I'll have to leave that story for after the break.
That's a great tease after we take this break and come right back at 855-424-9825. John@GardenAmerica.com for your emails. Also, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, pose your question or comment right there on the page. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Begnasco, approaching 30 minutes after the hour here on the Garden America Show.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is exactly 36 minutes after the hour back here on your Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you're listening to us throughout the country. 4th of July weekend, lines open at 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com here. Biz Talk Radio, also on Facebook Live. And I got a comment on Facebook Live from somebody in Texas.
Yeah, it was from Arlene. She said that dwarf hibiscus do well there.
Do very well.
You know what? Texas is a good area to grow hibiscus because of the humidity.
Because humidity and the heat, right?
Yeah, well,
more the humidity because they're tropical.
Right. So southern Texas, of course, they'll grow out year-round.
Right.
In northern Texas, where it's going to get cold, you'd have to bring them in the winter. But
Corpus Christi, Lubbock, all those places down there by the Gulf. A lot of humidity.
Lubbock's not down by the Gulf. Lubbock's over by Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay, so it's a little more north. Okay.
Yeah, that would be cold. But Corpus Christi would be fine. Brownsville.
Laredo.
Houston. That area.
Yeah. There's a place called Bryan, Texas.
I'm sure there's a lot of Bryan places around.
B-R-Y-A-N.
The
country, sure.
Spelled right, huh?
Yeah, and there's a main street in every city in the country.
Named after you?
I'm honored.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people are interested in hibiscus. We're getting a lot of comments.
Yeah.
And I went to exotic-hibiscus.com, and you made a note of one that you really liked, Bright Horizon.
Yes, I did.
And I was thinking, maybe I should order some hibiscus.
I know.
I'm not sure where I would put them, though. I mean, I don't.
You know what? You could figure a place.
You put them in some pots.
Yeah, there you
go.
Well,
I'm thinking that area, since they do well in shadier spots.
By your barbecue right there, then you can enjoy them while you're cooking.
No, I think I might be able to put them in that area I just cleared out over on the right.
Because there's that tree in that corner.
Yeah.
Now, that dash, it's a regular dash, right? Just dash hibiscus. Because I typed it on the bar, and it's like,
it's a hyphen.
Hyphen.
Yeah, you don't put in D-A-S.
No, you hyphen it.
Yeah,
that I know. But, okay. I mean, when I did that, it didn't come up. It said, sorry, can't find your website. I'll try it again.
Because you put a space. You don't put a space. It's just hibiscus-com.
I'll try it again.
Exotic.
Yes, exotic-hibiscus.com.
I did it and found it, and I showed you the picture.
Interesting. John did something on the Internet, and it worked. Nicely done.
If you were wearing a Quicksilver flannel shirt, maybe it would work for you.
With a Billabong T-shirt underneath, I think maybe you're right. So, what else do you want to chit-chat about with about 20 minutes to go?
Well, let's see.
Any questions, comments?
You know, there was a hibiscus that was in the newsletter. That was Hibiscus clayi, which is a very rare species of hibiscus from Hawaii that Mike from Hawaii sent in.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, in the
in the newsletter.
In the newsletter, in the pictures of people of what
people
what's
growing in our garden.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it's funny. So Mike, have you seen some of the pictures that Tom Pieragrossi has been kind of uploading also? He became a Facebook friend of ours, too. You know Tom.
I do.
Right. And he lives in Hawaii now. And it's funny because this is a guy for our listeners that loves gardening. He's always loved gardening.
Right.
And
he used to have a nursery here in San Diego.
Right. And he used to work for Mission Hills Nursery, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he moved to Hawaii and, you know, bought this beautiful piece of property, and he loves to garden on it. But it's funny because he takes these amazing pictures where he'll go, like what you did this weekend. He'll go and clear an area, prep it, plant it. But then 3-4 weeks later, he'll take a picture of it again. And number one, the plants have grown just
right
tremendously. But then number two, how the jungle kind of takes over the area again, and how he has to get in there and start to separate plants. And it's in a matter of weeks over there, you know, where you are talking, oh, I'll develop this area, I'll plant it. And, you know, you can plant things and it's going to be months or years before they develop into anything, or months before you have to really get in there and weed or do anything of tremendous work to cut it back. But no, over there, it's all in weeks.
I was interested in one time in Hawaiian native plants and was collecting them. I think most of them are dead now. But there's a gardenia.
I think it's interesting that Hawaii has a wide variety of native plants.
Why?
Well, because wouldn't they all just be kind of transplants? I mean, you know, I know that every place has native material, but I didn't think it'd be extensive. But it's got a lot of variety of native plants, a large list of native plants.
Yeah, why wouldn't you think they would have a lot? I'm curious.
Because it's an island.
Australia?
Like Australia's an island? Yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't have... Well, but half of the island is
it's
desert.
Certain indigenous things that you can only find
but
in Hawaii.
There's tens of thousands of Australian native plants, right?
Yeah, but it's bigger and closer to
proportionately, Hawaii would probably have fewer.
Right.
But same kind of thing.
Same kind of thing. I just think that they would all be transplants from somewhere else.
Hmm.
Right?
I have to think about that.
Because like a coconut. Would drift.
Well, coconuts are all over the area, right?
Right. But they drifted to Hawaii. Would you consider that native to Hawaii? You know, in the hibiscus. The hibiscus isn't native to Hawaii, but they're all over Hawaii because that was a transplant.
Well, you find them in people's hair.
You know, is the frangipani?
They were spread by falling out of people's hair.
That's how they pollinated them. Is the plumeria?
Plumerias are native to Mexico.
They're not, but they're all over
Singapore.
Hawaii. You know.
Well, they do have cultivated plants.
Right.
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying.
But there's a gardenia species native only to Hawaii, Gardenia brighamii.
Uh huh.
And have you seen it?
No.
It's
no.
Really interesting. And there's a, there's also brighamia, which is only native to the island of Kauai, and I think there's something like six plants left.
Oh, wow. That's a bummer.
But it's being grown commercially, too.
Oh, okay.
Brighamia is kind of a single-stem succulent-type plant.
Oh.
It's cool.
Brighamia, I'll have to look that one up.
Oh, we've sold it. I've seen it for sale in California before. Brighamia is like Brigham Young.
Brigham Young.
Except IA on the end of it. Brighamia insignis, I think, is the species. So take a look at that. And then there's a portulaca, an upright portulaca.
Ooh.
that we were growing at Plug Connection. I don't know if they still are. But anyway, back to what I was saying, there's also... I saw a poster when I was in Hawaii that had it looked like a bunch of bamboo stacked next to each other, just the stems,
mm-hmm.
but a rainbow of colors. And so I thought, wow, what the heck is it? I've never seen bamboo in those colors. And it was sugarcane, and there were heirloom varieties of sugarcane in any color you could imagine: reds, blues, blacks, pinks, yellows, stripes.
So they grow sugarcanes like we grow tomatoes.
Well, they used to. I guess a lot of those are becoming extinct. But there's a garden on Maui that has a lot of those ancient varieties of sugar cane. So I was trying to bring those over here and grow them over here. It's difficult in California because you're not allowed to bring sugar cane in easily. And it was difficult to grow, and it didn't work out. I thought it would be cool to have a collector's line of sugar cane called Maui Wowies.
There you go.
Maui Wowie?
Maui Wowies.
Mm-hmm. That's attributed to something else as well.
Could you grow sugar cane in Fallbrook in the open?
Yeah, like, I used to have sugar cane.
Not in a greenhouse or anything?
In Vista, there's a farmer's market that has sugar cane planted all along the road, the fence by the road.
I didn't know it would grow out there. I thought it would. It'd have to be heavily irrigated, right?
Not especially.
No? I thought it'd have to take more water. Mm-mm.
It's like varieties of bamboo. Some are hardier than others, but common sugar cane's real easy to grow in San Diego.
All right, break time. One more segment coming up. Do stay with us at 855-424-9825. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Happy Saturday, 4th of July weekend here, Garden America on Biz Talk Radio, and of course, Facebook Live.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Buying Theravance DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Exactly 52 minutes after the hour. We're back having a good time. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. And yes, 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, or as we've been seeing this morning, various questions and comments and emojis at our Facebook page. We touched a little bit upon grafted hibiscus, John, a while back.
Yeah, you were asking me why hibiscus are grafted if it doesn't make them disease-resistant. And I started telling you the story about how the exotic hibiscus began their lives probably mainly in Florida from these backyard breeders. And they bred for exotic flowers because they would have their hibiscus shows and they would all exhibit their flowers and try to win prizes. And they were never worried about selling plants. They were only concerned with their own little club and, you know, winning trophies and things. But because of that, most of the hibiscus flowers they had were on really weak plants or plants that weren't compact or bushy, kind of ugly. All they cared about was the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these really exotic flowers just would not grow on their own roots. So they had to be grafted. Now, today, Charles Black, as I mentioned before, at Hidden Valley Hibiscus in Fallbrook, has been growing so that his plants would thrive in the ground on their own roots. But he still has some varieties that are really exotic, like the one I showed you, the Bright Lights.
Beautiful.
That has to be grafted because it just won't grow on its own roots.
Okay.
So originally, all these exotic hibiscus were grafted, but now there's more and more that are able to grow on their own roots.
Okay.
So that's the story with that.
Short, quick story, but makes sense.
Yeah. You don't. You probably don't like the brown hibiscus, right?
I do not.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like the purples either.
You don't like purples?
Not the purple hibiscus. It just.
You don't like purple as a color?
No, I like purple as a color. Just the purple hibiscus.
He hated the movie The Color Purple.
Yeah, I was going to say, right?
Oh,
purple haze? I mean, come on.
Now, nothing wrong with the color purple. Just the purple hibiscus.
There's black hibiscus, right? Or very close to it?
No. There's black red, kind of a dark red. Dark. I think there's one called, another one that had to be grafted that is really rare and you don't see anymore called black cat. Hmm. It's probably the darkest one I ever saw. There's some really weird looking ones. Dale on Facebook mentioned the Japanese lantern hibiscus.
Yes.
Which is, I think he's referring to Hibiscus schizopetalus, which is one that Monrovia has sold that has really, I mean, think of when you think of schizopetalus, what would you think of?
Some crazy person.
Yeah, like crazy petals is what it is. So you see these, if you look it up, you can see a picture of it. It's hard to describe, but it's really fringed petals. Kind of looks, reminds me of some undersea creature.
Hmm.
But that's one that's easy to grow in California. And then there was also one called El Capitolio that is another different shape on those hibiscus. Kind of a pom-pom hibiscus that hangs down.
Yeah. Versus the ones that sit sideways or straight up.
You know, an interesting thing about hibiscus, if you want to use them for bouquets or decorations, Brian, they don't, once you pick a hibiscus flower, doesn't care if it's on the plant or if it's picked. It's going to stay exactly the same.
It'll do well in a vase inside the house?
Doesn't need to be a vase. Just set it on the counter. It'll look perfect.
Really? Now, are they poisonous to animals?
No.
Matter of fact, tortoises love them.
And a matter of fact, when you go to a Mexican restaurant and you drink jamaica,
you consume it.
Yep.
You know what? This is sounding better and better all the time.
So my funny story about that is that, you know, my daughter wanders around the nursery with me. And
eats everything.
I tell her little tidbits. And so she loves hibiscus. And I said, hey, you can eat that. So, you know, I told this to her. Well, a month later, she's walking through a park with my wife, and she's picking hibiscus flowers and eating them.
Really?
And my wife's freaking out because she doesn't know if it's edible or not. And she's like, no, Dad said I could eat it. I'm like, probably shouldn't be wandering through a park and eating it. But
I wonder what that tastes like. I mean, what did she say? She liked it?
Well, you know, there's books out there on edible flowers.
Yeah.
That, you know, like pansies nasturtiums, and things like that.
Yep.
Hey, let's go to Tampa, Florida real quick. We've got a last-minute phone call. Good morning. You're on the air with Garden America. How can we help you?
Good morning, or good afternoon here.
Hi, Rosemary.
I have an angel's trumpet tree.
Yes.
It's in a pot, and if I planted it in the ground, would it get real big, or do you know?
Yeah, it depends on what variety you have, because there are different varieties of them. But they do grow to be quite large. But one of the nice things about them is that they're real easy to cut back. So you can keep it at whatever.
And they're very hardy.
Yeah, you can keep it at whatever size you want.
Oh, okay.
So if it does get too big, just cut it back after it's done blooming. It'll put out new branches and bloom all over again.
Oh, yeah, it does it real quick, too. And that is the most beautiful flower.
They are really pretty, and they come in all different colors.
Which color is yours?
Yeah. Now,
Rosemary.
There's also, I think, a devil's trumpet. They said that one is poisonous.
That is. As a matter of fact, that's a loco weed is a type of that.
Oh.
And there's two different genuses of those trumpet flowers. One is Datura, and on those, the flowers point upright. Excuse me. And on the angel's trumpet, of course, those hang down. And those are Brugmansia.
And the colors are so pretty. They're like a mauve and a pale white and a little bit of pink. And so pretty.
One thing to remember when you put it in the ground, though, is that it will need a lot of fertilizer. Otherwise, the leaves will turn kind of yellowish. So they are heavy feeders.
Hey, Rosemary, we're up against the clock. Do call us back again from Tampa, Florida. We really appreciate your phone call and question.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. Have a great 4th.
Okay, that's going to do it. Thank you very much. As John said, have a great 4th. Have a safe 4th. And we'll do it again next Saturday here. Thank you for tuning in, watching us live on Facebook Live. I want to thank the entire crew for keeping us on the air. Jeremiah, Brandon, and his crew. I'm Brian May, and he's John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the rest of your week. Happy 4th from all of us here at Garden America. Get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.